The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Ibrahim Kwatu
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, Ministry of Health identifies ghost names among payroll of junior nurses. Tema District Council of Labour to demonstrate against high increase in utility tariffs. International Day of the Girl Child being observed today. 45-year-old farmer lynched after beheading his 3-year-old stepdaughter. Malawian President Joyce Banda sacks cabinet citing corruption. And funeral service for late Director of Corporate Affairs of GBC in Trier, France takes place today, while later former Council of State Chairman is celebrated. But first, the summary with Doreen Ampofu.
About 450 out of the 619 names of junior nurses at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital whose names were submitted for payment of their 21-month salary arrears are either ghosts or non-nursing staff of the hospital. Public Relations Officer of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman, indicated that but for the intervention of the ministry, which ordered Kolebu to pay the nurses from its own internally generated funds, it would have paid money into the accounts of 690 supposed nurses instead of 250. Meanwhile, the chief executive of Kolebu, Reverend Albert Botry, has dismissed any claims of ghost names. International Day of the Girl Child is being observed today. This year's observation is the third since the UN General Assembly declared October 11 each year as a day for the girl child. One of the major challenges the girl child in Africa, especially Ghana, faces is sexual abuse and defilement. A 45-year-old farmer has been lynched after beheading his 3-year-old stepdaughter at Chichere in the Takwa and Shayeng municipality. The incident occurred yesterday. The body of the deceased, together with the head of Ifua, the victim, have been deposited at the Ifian Kwanta Hospital morgue by the Shayeng police. And the National Theatre will at 3 p.m. today host the celebration of the life and works of Professor Kofi Nyidevu Awuno, late former chairman of the Council of State and Agonugla of the Anglo State. The event, which is being held under the auspices of the state, will be loaded with tradition, culture, music, dance and poetry. Meanwhile, a funeral service for the late Director of Corporate Affairs of GBC in Chira, France, will take place today at the Lasibi Funeral Home in Accra. Until her appointment as Director of Corporate Affairs, the late Ada France was the head of client service and sales of TV3 Network.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. 440 out of the 690 junior nurses at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, whose names were submitted for payment of their 21-month salary arrears, are either ghosts or non-nursing staff of the hospital. The Ministry of Health has therefore ordered a headcount of all staff of the hospital who are paid from the Consolidated Fund. This is because the ministry is of the opinion that there may be other people within the hospital who are paid by government but who should not be paid. We bring you a news desk report.
More than 600 junior nurses at Kolebu laid down their tools about 2 weeks ago in protest against non-payment of their salaries and allowances for over 2 years. But the Ministry of Health says most of the names presented for payment of their over 21-month salary arrears do not exist. Chief Executive of Kolebu, Reverend Albert Botry, has however dismissed any claims of ghost names. He said the situation, if any at all, could be blamed on some weaknesses in the system. Explaining how the list of names of 690 was sent to the Ministry of Health for payment, Reverend Botry said the list was compiled 21 months ago for financial clearance when the nurses were engaged by Kolebu. He said the list was not only for nurses, but included doctors, administrators, and healthcare professionals. He said what rather came out when the ministry directed Kolebu to pay its bills was that it detected that out of the list, 165 had either vacated post, were already on the payroll, or did not pick up the appointment letters. According to him, the Ministry of Health's directive that Kolebu should pay from its own funds had rather helped in cleaning the list, which according to him was an old one submitted 21 months ago. Meanwhile, the public relations officer of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman, says but for the intervention of the ministry, which ordered Kwalebu to pay the nurses from its own internally generated funds, the ministry through the Ministry of Finance would have paid money into the accounts of 690 supposed nurses instead of 250. He said after the nurses had gone on strike and the ministry had requested for their names, a list of 619 names were presented. However, the ministry detected that the nurses had been employed by Kwalebu without due consultation with the ministry, and therefore they were not captured in the 2013 budget of the ministry. Mr. Goodman said the names of the 250 would be put in the budget of the ministry for the 2014 financial year, adding that they could, however, not be paid before then.
The local government workers union of the TUC have cautioned its members against joining a purported strike by the Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana, CLOSAG, in a statement issued in Accra signed by its General Secretary, Joe Boahin. It said any rush to force the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to implement the market premium would spell doom for the single spine salary structure and may not be helpful to the economy. We bring you more details on the statement.
The statement was issued after a two-day emergency management meeting of the local government workers union in Accra. It said having worked closely with the authorities, especially the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, to ensure that a labor survey is conducted to determine which class of employees in any service classification benefits from the market premium, it is of the view that it will not be prudent to rush Fair Wages into implementing the market premium. The union noted that the market premium is not intended to be a wholesale package for all workers. It said, as a union, it is very much aware of the implementation challenges of the single spine pay policy and therefore not rush into forcing the Fair Wages into implementing the market premium. The statement therefore cautioned employees of the local government service, metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies and the departments under the union not to associate themselves with any industrial agitation, including the intended strike by GLOSAG slated for the 14th of this month. The statement urged all workers groups to critically study government's white paper on the guidelines for the determination of the market premium issued in April this year, so that they can work in concert with Fair Wages and other social partners to ensure its free implementation of the market premium. The union also used the opportunity to inform its members that it has established the occupational pension scheme in compliance with the National Pensions Act at 766. It said a formal notice on the second-tier occupational pension scheme for employees has been communicated to all regional coordinating councils. Staff must therefore fill the necessary registration forms to be submitted to the National Pension Regulatory Authority.
That was a statement issued in Accra by the local government workers union, cautioning its members against joining a strike by the Civil and Local Government Staff Association, CLOSAG.
The Tema District Council of Labour is to embark on a peaceful demonstration next week to press on government and the PRC to withdraw what it described as a high increase in utility tariffs. The chairman of the council, Wilson Agana, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the increase will negatively affect productivity and lead to laying off of workers.
The global community is today observing International Day of the Girl Child. The day is to recognize the rights of the girl child and challenges they face around the world. This year's observation is the third since the UN General Assembly declared October 11 each year as a day for the girl child. One of the major challenges the girl child in Africa, especially Ghana, faces is sexual abuse and defilement. Rita Mpabin takes a look at how the girl child in Ghana is protected from such abuses.
The first time the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution to declare 11th October International Day of the Girl Child was in 2011. Subsequently, the day has been observed annually to draw attention to the girl child, her growth stages, and social challenges that confront her. According to the UN, fulfillment of girls' right to education is a first obligation, with the belief that when the girl child is educated, a whole nation will be at an advantage. This year's observation seeks to address the importance of new technology that will engage young girls to contribute to socioeconomic development. Education has been highlighted in the light life of the girl child are very important, but how many girls have equal opportunities to be educated? A visit to a lorry station in Accra gave the impression that girls undertake hawking businesses to assist their parents to be educated. I caught up with an ice water seller who had completed JHS and a Burkina seller still in school.
I have completed junior high school. I had grade 8. Do the guys here worry you while selling the water? Yes, they propose love to you. I sell Burkina. It's one city. I come from Nima. I attend Bani to a Cote d'Ivoire. I sell to assist my mother.
One of the numerous challenges that confront the girl child in Ghana is sexual abuse, precisely defilement. A close source at the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit of the Police Service disclosed that last year alone, the number of girls defiled stood at 1,111, describing it as worrying. Greater Accra recorded 354 cases of defilement, which involved girls as low as 6 months. The Central Region recorded 172, Ashanti 158, Eastern 68, and Bunahafu Region 25. I thought to find out from the Deputy Director Public Affairs of the Police Service, DSP Fremantete, the police stance on defiling of the girl child.
Defilement is having sex with a child below age 16, with or without her consent. In this case, consent is void. And with defilement, the least degree of penetration, you will be in for defilement. And then the try for defilement is most often a samurai try. It does not take long. It's a quick one. And it is easy to prove defilement than rape. Children below age 16 don't have the capacity to offer sex, so excuses are just too much.
But is a girl child in Ghana well protected?
I must be very honest with you. The girl child in this country is not well protected because of the kind of family system that we have and the educational system. They are more vulnerable than any person you can think of, because people are actually taking advantage of the girl child. And what is also striking is that at the end of the day, when you look at the statistics, you establish the relationship, you realize that it is close relatives who are defiling the children. The fathers are defiling or having an incestuous relationship with their daughters, grandfathers, as well as the siblings are also doing that to their junior sisters. And the friends of the family, uncles, all of them.
DSP Fremantete said a challenge to the service has been the trend where perpetrators of sexual abuse are most often not brought before the law because of family and religious interventions to settle cases out of court.
When we start destroying them at a very young age, health-wise it will affect them. Some of these girls are dying from premature sex. Most often you find information on cases of abuse not forthcoming. And besides that, people try to shield the perpetrators as well as isolate the victims. And then also trying to resolve cases outside the justice system. You find traditional leaders, you find religious leaders, you find family heads trying to connive and also compromise with these cases.
He again gave his impression on the UN Day for the Girl Child.
This day should be a special day. It should be a reflective day for all of us. It should strengthen and embolden us to put the necessary structures in place and also to make the effort to ensure that the girl child is protected.
On this day, the UN is challenging all UN agencies, civil society organizations, the media and the private sector to fight for the common good of the girl child. Vulnerable girls out there should also be given the necessary protection from abuses that impact negatively on the moral, psychological and physical development of the girl child. Rita Ampabintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Ministry of Health identifies ghost names among payroll of junior nurses. Tema District Council of Labour to demonstrate against high increase in utility tariffs. International Day of the Girl Child being observed today. 45-year-old farmer lynched after beheading his 3-year-old stepdaughter. Malawian President Joyce Banda sacks cabinet citing corruption. And funeral service for lead director of corporate affairs of GBC in Trois, France takes place today, while later former Council of State chairman is celebrated. We are back after the break.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Hey, welcome back. The chief psychiatrist at the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akisio Say, has once again observed that the only way the mental health law can be implemented is to form the Mental Health Board, which will operationalize the law. According to him, the board, when formed, will write the legislative instrument, which will then establish the mental health needed as the lifeblood of mental health care. Dr. Say was speaking at the launch of the World Mental Health Day celebration in Kufuria. He said the law, when operationalized, will ensure that mental health care is spread nationwide at the doorsteps of everybody.
October 10 every year has been set aside by the World Federation of Mental Health and the WHO as a special day to create awareness on the reality of mental illness. It is also to let the public know that mental health is treatable and has nothing to do with witchcraft. This year's celebration is on the theme, Mental Health and Older Adults. The chief psychiatrist at the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Kwesiose, said the theme has been linked to old age because some old people develop depression and other mental illness such as Alzheimer's dementia. He advised those who find old folks behaving strangely not to abandon them in witches' camps. He said Kofodia was chosen for this year's celebration because the number of mentally ill patients in the eastern regional capital is rising. He disclosed that the three psychiatric hospitals in the country saw 99,994 in attendance. This, Dr. Osei said, represents a reduction in numbers compared to the two previous years, in which attendance was 110,223 and 100,053. The Minister of Health, Sherry Aite, who launched the day, noted that there is a fast approaching mental health crisis globally, which is associated with a growing disease burden on families, communities, and nations. She said people with mental health problems are unable to work due to the stigmatization and discrimination usually attached to them. She said women are twice as likely to develop common mental disorder as compared to men. Madame Aite stated that with the new health law, the regional hospitals will have small psychiatric wings to take care of acute cases, while district hospitals will also be provided with beds in the general wards, in addition to the building of psychiatric hospitals in every region. The Eastern Regional Minister Helen Adjuan Tosu bemoaned the number of mentally ill persons roaming the streets, markets and places, which has made news in the media in recent times. The Omahino of New Japan traditional era, the Sibre Professor Emeritus Uti Boateng, who presided over the function, said tradition and culture play vital roles in mental health issues. He called for the embracement of the traditional family system.
That was the news desk report.
The Public Accounts Committee, PAC, has taken exception to the explanation given by the Ghana AIDS Commission for the withdrawal of funding for its activities by some donors. The Director of Policy and Planning of the Commission, Dr. Joseph Amuzu, says though the donors have not given the reason for their withdrawal, it is believed the attainment of a middle-income status of the country and the financial crisis in the West might account for the withdrawal. The PAC, however, says financial breaches captured in the Auditor General's report on the Commission for 2011 are enough ground for donors to cut aid. The Auditor General's report for 2011 said breaches at the Commission included payments without receipts, wrong coding of transactions, as well as disbursement of vouchers not reviewed by the internal auditor. This came up as the PAC continued its examination of accounts of public boards and institutions for 2010 and 2011. A report by Augustus Akwe.
Appearing before the Public Accounts Committee on its fourth day of sitting, where the National Health Insurance Scheme, Ghana Medical and Dental Council, Food and Drugs Authority, Nurses and Midwifery Council, Ghana Red Cross Society, College of Physicians and Surgeons, and the Ghana AIDS Commission, in the particular case of the AIDS Commission, the Director of Policy and Planning of the Commission, Dr. Joseph Amuzu, told the committee that the Commission has since resolved the issues raised by the Auditor General in its report. He explained that most of their monetary transfers were done through the banks and some of the recipients failed to come to their office to sign for AIDS, accounting for the payment without receipt mentioned in the report. Dr. Amuzu, however, noted that various strategies are being explored so the commission can get the needed funds for its work. The chairman of the committee, Kwaku Ajimamenu, said the commission should learn to wean itself from donor funding.
We were thinking that you would tell us confidently that we will not continue to rely on donors and we will find a way that our own government will resource the commission. How long can we rely on donors? We are now moving from Brazil to Russia to France to China and we come to Doha, the next one. We appreciate the strategic efforts you are putting in place, but the seriousness of this area is the fact that we have to look at very sustainable sources of funding. There's nothing so good like your own home. And that is where we should be.
You heard Augustus Akwe in that report.
The National Executive Committee of the NP has resolved to allow the status quo remain true in the election of party executives. This means polling station, constituency, regional and national executives will be elected before a flag bearer. The decision was arrived at a NEC meeting yesterday. Last week, the NEC was divided over proposals for an early election of a flag bearer and retention of certain members of parliament. Due to the controversy, NEC decided that there was the need for a wider consultation with the rank and file of the party. Acting Communications Director of the party, Perry Okudjetu, told Radio Ghana that the proposal was not popular among party members, hence the need to discard them. He spoke to Ubu Klinugu.
The National Executive Committee, which happened to be the second leg of our meetings last week, to discuss the election process within the party. It was decided that the proposals that were brought to the fore in the previous meetings did not gain popularity around the country, and therefore a timetable that was drafted at the steering committee was presented to the National Executive Committee at the meeting today. It was discussed and approved.
Now that you're talking about timetable, you give us the details.
So according to the agreed timetable, from the 11th of October to the 30th of October, polling stations and electoral areas would undergo an education exercise and then go through a compilation of the polling station register and validation. The polling station elections will start from the 1st of November and end on the 30th of November 2013. We will then move on to the constituency elections. All constituencies around the country except constituencies in the eastern region would have their elections on the 14th of December 2013. Eastern region would have theirs on the 15th of December 2013. The next level would be the regional executive elections that will come off after preparation of constituency albums on the 25th of January 2014. Then the next level will be the external branches that will end by the 15th of January when they will submit their albums to the national headquarters.
That was the acting communications director of the NPP, Perry Okudjetu, talking to Bubu Klinugu.
Vice President Kwesi Bekwin Amisa Atta yesterday left Accra for Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, to attend an extraordinary meeting of the African Union. The meeting, which will attract heads of state and government across the continent, will begin today and end on Sunday. The meeting is expected to, among others, discuss the threat of Islamic militants on the continent, which recently struck in Kenya, claiming the lives of more than 60 people, including former chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awono.
A 45-year-old farmer has been lynched by a mob after beheading his 3-year-old stepdaughter, Ifeah Otu, at Titere in the Takwantraye municipality. The incident occurred yesterday around 10:40 a.m. and his body, together with the head of Ifeah, has since been deposited at the Ifeah Kwanta Hospital morgue by the Israeli police. The older brother of the deceased, Enoch Thompson, told the GNA that his mother, Atakobo, and his stepfather, who they only know as Chrissy, have been living together for the past 5 months. He said around 10:30 a.m. yesterday, whilst returning from school to drink water at home, he met his stepfather holding a black polythene bag with a cutlass in it. Thompson said there was nobody in the house when he got home, so he started searching for his grandmother and sister, and his mother had left for the farm. He said when he attempted to open one of the doors leading to a room, his stepfather asked him to leave the premises immediately, else he will kill him. Thompson said he became troubled and therefore decided to peep through the wooden window, and to his surprise, saw that his stepfather had beheaded his sister with a cutlass and was about to put the head into a polythene bag.
Funeral service for former director of corporate affairs of GBC in Trouard, France, takes place today at the Lachaby Funeral Home this morning. Until her appointment as director of corporate affairs, the late Ado France was head of client services and sales at TV3.
Meanwhile, the National Theatre in Accra will at 3 p.m. today host the celebration of life and works of Professor Kofi Nyedevu Awuno, late former chairman of the Council of State and Agbonugla of the Anglo State. The event, which is being held under the auspices of the state, will be loaded with tradition, culture, music, dance and poetry. Many of the poems that will be recited will be Professor Awuno's poems. A great academic, poet, literacy, luminary, statesman, politician, diplomat and fatherly mentor, Professor Awuno will be celebrated in a grand style. The Ghana Dance Ensemble, Ghana Dance Company, Ghana Association of Writers, Professor Atukwe Okan, Professor Kofi Amidoho, Professor Ni Yati, among groups and individuals that will be performing.
Malawi's President Joyce Banda has sacked the cabinet amid allegations of widespread corruption in government. Several officials have been caught allegedly with money hidden under their beds and in their cars. She called a crisis meeting of the cabinet before her office announced that it had been dissolved. Ms. Banda's office said a new cabinet will be appointed in due course without giving further details.
And to end the news, the main point again. About 440 of the 619 names of junior nurses at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital whose names were submitted for payment of their 21-month salary arrears are either ghost or non-nursing staff of the hospital. But the chief executive of Kolebu, Reverend Albert Butcher, has dismissed any claims of ghost names. International Day of the Girl Child is being observed today. This year's observation is the third since the UN General Assembly declared October 11 each year as a day for the girl child. And the life and works of former chairman of the Council of State and the Agbonugla of the Anglo State, Professor Kofi Nyedevu Awuno, will be celebrated today at the National Theatre in Accra. Meanwhile, funeral service for the late Director of Corporate Affairs of GBC, Jira France, will take place today at the Lachaby Funeral Home in Accra. The news was presented by Dorina.